Have you ever walked through one of those seasons, maybe not even in your business, just in a category of your life where you know what the answer is? You know it's right there and it's available to you, but you just can't even reach out and grab it. Hey, you're listening to the Luminary Leadership Podcast, and I'm your host, Liz. This is the space where we equip overwhelmed entrepreneurs to become the confident, visionary leader their business, team, family, legacy need to win. After working with countless entrepreneurs over the last decade plus, I've noticed this theme. No matter the level of success they achieved, and I've worked with some incredibly successful business owners, they get to this point where they're asking, now what? You know, what am I being called to next? What does next look like? How do I get there? If you're listening to this, you get it. You're craving more impact and you want to feel less frantic and in the weeds of your day-to-day roles. And instead lead with that vision and that peace and that intention and that clarity. You want to wake up each morning with that clarity and vision and the time and the margin to do what you love in your business and in your life with your family. This show is where industry leaders come to grow into their next level of achievement and purpose and impact and legacy. Success in business and true legacy at home. Get ready because we both know you don't just need another strategy. It is time for your breakthrough. It was no coincidence that I've had two of my incredibly successful clients, two leaders of powerful organizations, come to me and share pretty much the same sentiment separately. They came to me and said, "It feels so dark right now that I don't even know what I can do next. I don't even know how to get myself out of this." One of them described it almost as a black cloud of like a depression that was just hovering over them and their business. And the other one described it as almost like a paralysis. Like, I know there are solutions right under my nose, but I'm so in the thick of it and in the mud that I can't even take that next step to make it better. And it's almost this perpetuation in this self-infliction of making this continue. That is more common than you would think. And one of the things that I have coached a lot of people through is the reminder, I think sometimes we think when we progress in business and when we advance and when we see bigger wins and when we grow and we make more money and we develop more offers and we have more visibility in the business and things start humming and going well, that we're slowly climbing one singular mountain. But business as a whole is a mountain range. You are going to navigate up those mountains when you're going to be in those periods where it's really tough and really laborious. And then you get to those peaks and those summits and you look around you and you say, oh my gosh, we did it. This is so beautiful. This is so wonderful. And then you start kind of chugging down that mountain and things are happening a little bit more naturally, but then you get to the bottom of the mountain and you enter into another valley, and that valley feels heavy or dark, or, you know, the sun's not shining there and it's difficult, only to then start on that journey up the next mountain. Business is very cyclical. And one of the problems in entrepreneurship right now and among leaders of organizations or small businesses or whatever is they're disillusioned into thinking that there's something wrong with them if they get into one of those valleys. And the story they start to tell themselves sounds a little like this. See, here we go again. Like, I should have known this was going to happen to me. This is just how I operate. This is just what keeps happening to me. When am I ever going to grow out of this? When is this going to stop happening to me? Or they have the mentality of like, oh, I never really was as successful as I thought. I was just an imposter because here I am suffering from those same problems that I faced last year or the year before. Or they say something like, I'm right back where I was. None of that is true. You're just on to the next mountain or on to the next valley. And when you start to adopt the mentality that business is cyclical, that these things come and go, you can start to equip yourself as a leader to face them and navigate them. Does it mean they don't sting? Does it mean it doesn't hurt? Does it mean that you don't get frustrated or you don't walk through seasons where you really are depressed or down or anxious or stressed? No, you're a human. You're a human leading a business. Likely you're a human leading a business who's also navigating leading a family and all the other things that come with life. But to take the pressure off of ourselves and to be able to understand that this is the nature of growth in business is an incredibly freeing and opportunistic moment for you as an entrepreneur. And here's a truth about facing something like this. Whenever we are walking through these really hard or dark times where it just feels too heavy, or you have the mindset of, oh, here we go, one more thing, it's very hard to get ourselves out of it. Not because the solution is not available to us, it's just as readily available to us in those dark moments as it was when we were standing at the summit looking at the beautiful views. It's that we are low on energy, we're depleted on resources, we are low on confidence, we're low on belief. So those solutions are right there, but we don't even have the strength to reach out and grab them. When I was having a call with one of my clients and they were describing this to me, they were in a cash flow struggle in their business because they just made some new hires and it was a stressful time. And she was saying, I know what we need right now is money coming in. And I have an entire inbox of prospective clients and people that could potentially be that cash flow, but I'm feeling so overwhelmed and so down and out that I'm finding that I'm not even opening the emails that could be the answer to our prayers because it all just feels like too much. Have you ever walked through one of those seasons, maybe not even in your business, just in a category of your life where you know what the answer is? You know it's right there and it's available to you, but you just can't even reach out and grab it. I remember navigating that after having my second baby. And I was just feeling so sluggish and so physically exhausted. And I knew the answer was to change how I was eating and to start exercising. I was at that like 6 month postpartum point. I was like kind of exercising. I was eating, you know, somewhat healthy, but still splurging when I wanted. And I just was leaning into like, oh, I'm a breastfeeding mom. It's okay. And I'll never forget the first time I did an intense workout and I ate really clean that day and I felt like $1 million. It had been right there under my nose on a silver platter the entire time, But I couldn't get myself to reach out and grab it. And then when I did reach out and grab it, when I did the exercise, when I ate the clean food, I was like, you dummy, you could have been feeling this good for the last like 5 or 6 months. But it's just, I had to walk through that process. It's the same thing in business. When she was describing to me that inbox full of prospective clients, but the heaviness and the weight that she was feeling, it was because of her own depletion and her belief and her vision that she couldn't muster up the mental strength to do the things that were actually going to solve the problem. And that's the first barrier to making a shift. From the outside looking in, this happens all the time, where I can see the clear answer forward for my clients. But when I'm navigating this kind of BS myself, I can't see it. It's not clear to me. But a mentor of mine could see it for me. That's why it's so critical to have people in our corner. It's so important to have mentors. And that's why I run masterminds, because you have a group of people who can see your blind spots and who can encourage you and believe in you in the moments when you don't believe in yourself. So what we do in those times is, one, I want them to see those things. I want to call out those spots and say, hey, I know you're feeling these things, but you're letting your feelings drive the train. So the first thing is tell your feelings to get out of the driver's seat. They don't have their license. It's not safe. What you have to do is start to create the evidence and pull the evidence that you know you're capable of what's required to make the shift. Because ultimately, we're just one decision away from flipping the script, from shifting the momentum in a negative direction to the momentum in a positive direction. And I believe so heavily that momentum breeds more momentum. And once you have that inertia at your back, it makes it so much easier to go. But when you're at a standstill, when you're in that paralyzed state like she was describing, and your feet feel like they're sunken into cement, it's really hard to get that initial burst of momentum forward. But once you have it, you have it. So you have to create it. You have to let go of your feelings and understand and the lack of motivation and the defeat you feel and all the losses that you're, for whatever reason, tallying up in this moment. You have to put them aside and say, no, I'm going to go seek evidence and create evidence that shows me what's available to me. So you can either go back to a time in your life where you have seen success or you have come out of a rut and say, all right, what did I do then? You can go to a mentor or a friend, someone you trust, a mastermind member and say, what are you seeing that I don't see? And you can lean more heavily on discipline in those seasons than you do on motivation. In those moments where you feel paralyzed, where you feel depressed, where you feel down, where you're tallying up all the crap that you've done wrong or the things that have fallen through, or you're looking at your calendar and you're feeling so overwhelmed, you have to step out of the emotional version of you and into the leader version of you and say, what would the leader version of me do to drive this thing forward? What does he or she need to do? What decisions does she have to make? Hell or high water, no matter how she feels, no matter how he is, you know, emotionally feeling that day, what would the leader in me do to make a positive change? What's the one thing I need to do right now to make a shift? Because what you're going to start to do is you're literally depositing into the confidence bank. You are saying, I was once telling myself a story that this is just always happens to me, that why are we back in this place? Look at this client canceled. Oh my God, my calendar is so full. I'm so drained and I can't keep up with everything. And instead you're saying, here are the things I can control. I'm controlling them. I'm doing them and I'm yielding a positive result and I'm moving in the right direction. I'm creating that momentum. The other client I was working with described it a little differently. He wasn't so much paralyzed. He was just depressed over it. He's like, man, I've seen so much success in my business. Why am I in this season where I was like producing millions of dollars and now I'm in a deficit? What have I done wrong? How have I failed? I've failed my family. I've failed my team. I don't even know how I'm going to make payroll this month. All these stories started coming to the forefront. Many of them were true, right? He didn't know how he was going to make payroll. He did go from a multi-million dollar income stream down to a deficit in that month. So those were factual things. Those were actual numbers. But what wasn't true was that he was just blanketed in failure. In fact, it was quite the opposite. We could look at his track record and say, wait a minute, you had multi-million dollars of income stream. Like, what were we doing then that was producing? How can we go back to that? And for him, what he did instead of becoming paralyzed is he leaned into frantic action. How do I stop the bleeding? How do I stop the hemorrhage? How do I just frantically take action to try to make it better? I need money and I need it now. And what was happening was the people he was talking to were on the receiving end of his needs. He wasn't approaching them from a place of impact and possibility and doing what he did best. He was approaching them from a place of, I have this necessity and you need to buy because I need cash flow. And people feel that energy. You could write it in an email, however you want, but it's going to come through. And if it doesn't come through in the initial sale and the sale happens, it'll come through in the interaction on the other side of it. And then you'll overextend yourself. You'll take on too many clients. You'll do too many time for money type things that end up creating an even more vicious cycle and hamster wheel. So if you are in a season, for example, like one of my clients was at that time where cash flow was needed, yes, it's like this dichotomy and this balance of how do I fix that problem? How do I bring in money because businesses need money to survive at the same time of changing my belief, of up-leveling who I am and who I need to be in this season and start to ask myself the tough questions of what got me here. Because so often we try to just jump to the former. We try to jump to, all right, what do I need to do to make this better? And we don't put any timelines around it or boundaries around it. And it might feel good for a little bit when we start to sign more clients and have more money coming in. But then how does it feel when we're 6 months in and we've overcommitted and overextended? Now we're drowning in clients and we don't have the capacity to do the things we need and want to do to scale and to lead and to grow. So if you do that, it has to be a temporary, like, okay, for the next 30 days, I'm going to take these clients on. And I know it's temporary and I'm not going to be on that hamster wheel forever. Or I'm going to do these actions for this period of time, but then we're shifting into a growth mindset. But at the same time, coming from the place of belief and vision is so important. And seeing it through a leadership lens, not seeing it through a broken and bruised entrepreneur's lens, but a leader's lens. What do I need to do as a leader to ensure that it doesn't happen like this again? where I don't just do the shortcut thing to make the money, but I do the thing that stops us from being in this position in the long term. So it's a balance of those two. So the thing I challenged him to do was what he was doing is he was hardly sleeping because he was so stressed. And he was getting up every morning, immediately picking up his phone and like frantically emailing old clients and reaching out to people and trying to get people to buy and emailing his list and just like, oh, I just need money coming in. And he was jumping into action and it was frantic action. I said, okay, this is where I'm going to have to challenge you to do something that's going to be really uncomfortable in a season where that's what you feel like you have to do. And I'm going to ask you to dedicate the first hour of every morning, no cell phone, no computer, not signing into Slack, not checking email, not trying to sell anybody on anything, but getting your freaking mind right. You have to get yourself into a leadership position before going and facing the challenges that a leader is about to face. Because if you don't do that, you're going to face these challenges as a stressed out, overwhelmed, broken entrepreneur, and you're going to make decisions accordingly. But if you can spend an hour, a full hour, not 10 minutes, not 5 hours, 1 hour, and it has to be the first hour of intentional time you spend in your day. If you're in a garbage mindset, I need you to read the book or listen to the podcast or talk to the mentor who's going to implant the thoughts that you aren't prepared to create yourself. Or I need you to pull out that journal and write how this is going to go in a positive way. I need you to come back to the vision of where you're going long term, even though where you are short term sucks. And then you're allowed to jump in and approach your day because you will approach the day differently. You will make decisions differently. You will come forth with a different level of energy and potential and vision and possibility. You will see opportunities you couldn't see before. So the two clients that I was working with, we started doing that. In the first eight hours, one of my clients reached out. They had done the leadership hour in the morning. They had gotten their mind right. They had gotten into their inbox. They started signing new opportunities. In the first 8 hours, they brought in $15,000 and shifted the momentum in the positive direction. Now, that didn't solve all their problems. It didn't stop all the bleeding, but it just got them into this, like, I got a freaking win. I haven't lost my mojo. I'm not broken. I'm not incapable. I wasn't an imposter. I just got a win. It's there. It's still available to me. I can do this. And that mindset shift shifted the whole game for them. So the answer is right under your nose. It was always right under your nose, but sometimes the weight and the heaviness is too much to be able to grab it. So what are you doing to not jump into frantic action, to not allow that depressive state to continue, to not tell yourself that you're broken or it's not normal, and to understand that this is cyclical, this is business, it's a mountain range, it's not a singular mountain. We all walk through these times. I have more times than I can count, but here's what I can tell you. You've got to have the tool belt. You have to have the tools to get up out of the weeds. And one of the conversations we were having the other day on our incubator call was that clarity is what leads to confidence. When your vision is blurred, when you don't know where you're going, when you're feeling like you're on shaky ground, you can't build a strong foundation there. And that lack of clarity leads to lack of confidence. So what can you do to get that clarity back? Well, because I know that this is such a prevalent thing and because my clients suffer with it and because I've suffered with it, we have made available the tool we use for free, From Frazzled to Laser Focus. So you can snag it, just download it, do the damn thing, okay? Like if you're in one of those states, let this be the tool you use tomorrow morning that shifts you from this negative energy to a positive one, that gives you the clarity that you need to go forward. You will not only just feel a shift, actual physical, tangible change will happen in your business and in your life. So you can go to luminaryleadershipco.com/focused. It's focused past tense, and snag this, download this tool. I've used this so many times over. Go download it, luminaryleadershipco.com/focused. On that note, this is also just my PSA for you. Entrepreneurship is not easy. You have signed up to climb mountain ranges until you retire. That's not an easy task, but you are called to this. This is why leadership is so critical. This is why we have to equip ourselves and we have to find the people and the mentors that are going to see our gaps and our weak spots and help us develop there. We have to lean into our strengths, and we have to believe in the possibility of what we're being called to. And when we encounter these black cloud kind of seasons, these analysis paralysis kind of seasons, it's not just going to shake itself out of us. We have to do the shaking. We have to intentionally choose to shift the momentum in the other direction, even when we feel like crap, even when the evidence shows, man, there's something wrong here. Doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It means there's something wrong in the moment that can be changed. The answer is closer than you think. You're like on the brink of striking gold, but you don't have the energy and the strength to break through. I'm telling you, clarity is king. It's the first step. So go to luminaryleadershipco.com/focused. And if this episode spoke to you, if you've walked through seasons like this, this is kind of one of those ones that was just on my heart. I got down here to the Barnes studio. I have zero notes. I'm just riffing off the top of my head with my own experiences because this is something so powerful. Please share this episode. Tag us. I love seeing all the feedback of what speaks to you so we can bring you more of it. If you haven't yet, please go leave a review. If you don't have time to leave a review, that's a whole other conversation because it takes about 30 seconds. So you need to figure out your time management. But you can always leave a rating, which takes about 0.2 seconds. And we're super grateful for all those 5-star ratings. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk soon. I hope today's episode gave you what you needed. If it spoke to you, please leave us a review and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on the next powerful episode. And I know it's so cliche to ask for a review. It always feels weird asking for one, but you guys, that makes a huge impact on the show. We read every one of them, and it helps us get incredible guests to serve you. Don't be shy. I love connecting with our listeners. You can follow along on Instagram when I'm on there @ElizHartke. And if there's a topic or a question or a guest you have for us, reach out, share your thoughts. You can connect at marketing@luminaryleadershipco.com. And we do this for you. So the more you tell us, the more we can serve you. Thanks for spending some time with me. I really do appreciate you. Tune in next week to keep building your legacy and becoming the confident visionary leader you are meant to be.